opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We are really excited to be joined by our next guest. His name is John Holt. He is with Fox 4 to get his thoughts on the stadium issue and the letter that we saw yesterday from Mark Donovan. John, happy to have you on the show today.
Hey, man, I'm no Jonathan Ketch, but I'll do my best.
You know what? We appreciate that. We're happy to have you join us on the show today. Let's just start with this. What did you make of the letter? What was your impression of it?
Well, let's stipulate first and foremost, I know there's a lot of frustration, right? I mean, people want an answer. We want to get this solved, whether you're covering the story or you're just a fan. But, you know, these are business people. It's a business for them. It's entertainment for us. It's business for them. And I'm not a bit surprised at where we are right now and that the Chiefs, and I just learned in an interview with Senate President Ty Masterson, the Royals as well have requested the extension and thus the meeting on July 7th. So we'll see. Obviously, the letter from the Chiefs got all the coverage because it sure makes it sound, if you read Mark Donovan's letter, that the two sides, Kansas and the Chiefs, are very close. They're back and forth discussions for some time. And they just need a little more time to tweak things, reading between the lines. On the other hand, Missouri now has its own offer on the table. A lot of people think the states are playing against each other, so on and so forth. But, of course, they are. That's what business people do. They're not billionaires for nothing, right? I mean, that's where we are. And we're going to get an answer at some point. The Royals say they're moving. The question is, will the Chiefs, you know, re-up at Arrowhead and do some things with it to make it more revenue enhancing for them, or will they cross the state line and build a dome?
We hear this all the time, I think, in like personal decisions, like are you going to move with your heart or your head? It seems right to me that there is a business side of this. The best business move for the Chiefs is likely to build a new stadium, a new practice facility, and all the things that come with it in Kansas. Or the other side, which is a much more emotional, it's nostalgic, stay where you are. Your father built the stadium. You built this legacy and tradition. Like, if you were just looking at the debate that we are having, it's a really interesting debate because I don't know if either side is the wrong answer.
I don't, you know, put yourself in Clark Hunt's shoes. This has to be a very difficult decision for him. This is the house his father built, right? And, you know, founded the AFL, builds this iconic stadium, and the noise level's incredible. The setting's amazing. The Chiefs have so many great memories there. And yet, the business side, you're correct, Carrington, is they can host perhaps a Super Bowl for Lamar Hunt in a dome, but also concerts year-round, Final Fours, you get into that rotation. There's a lot to be said for that as well. As a Chiefs fan, I'm torn. I mean, I love Arrowhead Stadium. On the other hand, I get the business side, and that's kind of what I was alluding to earlier. For both teams, these are generational decisions, sometimes multi, considering how long you stay in a stadium. And they have to take their time and do their due diligence. And I found the interview with Ty Masterson interesting in that the Royals, he thinks a day or two before the Chiefs' letter arrived, in a phone call, also requested an extension. So clearly, they want time to compare and contrast the two state offers as well.
Right now, we're talking to John Holt of Fox 4, just getting his thoughts on the letter from Mark Donovan. John, what do you think of the Royals potentially moving downtown? You know, you've done news in this city for a long time, and this has been a debate for as long as I can remember. Basically, my entire life, they have been having the conversation on if the Royals should move downtown. It feels like this is a realistic possibility. At first, they, you know, for the longest time, they talked about the East Village. That idea kind of died. Then they wanted to put in the Crossroads, and the people pushed back very strongly, we don't want this. And now they seem to be entertaining a new idea that does sound like it has a lot of legs to it. What do you make of downtown baseball in Kansas City?
Well, I'm with you. I think that discussion has been going on back to the glass era. There was talk back in the day of the Royals coming downtown. I don't think that the city was ready for that or fans were ready for that. I think downtown baseball would be fantastic as a fan, having been to a number of downtown ballparks. On the other hand, I don't know that Washington Park fits their needs from a development standpoint. Remember, the idea is to build a district, as the Braves did in suburban Atlanta, and then use the revenue from hotels, restaurants, offices, even residential, to help build the coffers in a sport that doesn't have a salary cap. How do you compete with, hey, how about that? The Dodgers are in town this week. How do you compete with $300, $400 million payrolls? Well, you do what John Sherman's talking about doing. But does Washington Park, which seems to be the location that they're focused on, does that allow you to build a district and raise that revenue? The other thing that I truly believe has legs, based on the people we've talked to and the reporting we've done, is the Asperia, former Sprint campus in Overland Park, which would give them room to do some building around and build that district. The other option is Clay County, which also has plenty of room at the location they've looked at up there to do the same thing.
So let's say that the Royals don't move to downtown. Which of those options do you like the most? Is it 119th and Nall? Is it the Legends? Or do you like the idea that they would move up north to Clay County?
Well, I'm not one to share opinions as much, but let's look at the realities here. The Asperia campus in Overland Park creates major traffic and infrastructure concerns with no freeway access, right? You're close to 435, but a lot of that traffic is going to get off 435 or 69 and try to make its way through streets that aren't really built to handle large crowds. You also have the Jewish Community Center and its schools right there. How difficult will it be? You know, and they've made it clear to us that they're not moving. They were approached by the Royals, and they're not moving. The Clay County site, to me, it has potential because it does take advantage of an urban setting, but also maybe gives you a view of downtown, right? It's not in Kansas City, Missouri. It's not in Jackson County, but
opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It still gives you that urban feel. I won't pick a favorite here, but I think those are the two competing interests, because both of those locations give the Royals a chance to probably build that entertainment district or whatever you want to call it to enhance their revenue.
Right now, we're talking to John Holt of Fox 4, just getting his thoughts on the stadium conversation. There's been a lot of conversation from Kansas City that they don't need a public vote in order to push this for a downtown baseball stadium. They have the money from the state. They can redirect some other funds. What do you make of that plan? What do you make of that process that this could potentially not go to a second vote for the Royals, that they can kind of figure out how to pay for a downtown ballpark?
I think that's a very real possibility should the Royals opt for Kansas City. And here's why. There are other economic development tools out there that don't require a vote. The Port Authority. Yes, Kansas City has a Port Authority, which was originally, it's a state-derived authority that was in charge of the navigable Missouri River. But as you know, it's branched out to provide incentives and opportunities in other parts of town, apartments in Midtown, so on and so forth. It has the ability to issue bonds. You have the TIF Commission, which can do, you know, the same kind of thing. You take some of the money that's derived from new money that's derived from a development and pour it back into paying off bonds. So there are other ways. There's the rental car tax that helped build T-Mobile Center that will end at some point. You'd have to extend that. But again, that's tourists, travelers paying for it, not locals. So there are some ways to do that without a vote of the people. The Chiefs, on the other hand, if they're going to stay in Jackson County, I think it's quite possible. In fact, our own John Katz has reported this, that it could end up on the ballot separate from the Royals. It would just be the Chiefs. Would they need 3/8 cents, or could they get away with a little less? That remains to be seen. So that's out there as well. And there's a sense that maybe voters would be more inclined to say yes on something like that if it meant keeping Arrowhead in place, an improved Arrowhead with revenue enhancers for the team out there.
That was the main reason why I voted yes the last time that this came up as a Jackson County resident, because I just don't believe that we're ever going to be out from under that tax. I mean, if you want the teams to stay on this side of state line, I know that we live in this, that people don't want to subsidize for wealthy people and they don't want to pay for these things. That's just not really how American cities are set up. Almost every American city is paying into a stadium idea, so I just don't think Kansas City is unique in that. So I just voted yes because maybe it was what it was originally planned, where the Royals and the Chiefs split it. But I do feel very confident that eventually, and maybe we don't even get that opportunity, but if you want Arrowhead to stay where it is, then you're going to have to pay some tax into keeping it where it is.
And I think that takes us back to the point I made at the very beginning here, and that is these are business people who are going to get the best offer they can. They're not billionaires, for a reason. They know how to cut deals, to negotiate. That's what they're doing. They're doing their own due diligence. And the reality is, Carrington, as you just said, around the country, most of these stadium projects involve some kind of public help, incentives, sales taxes, whatever the case may be. That's just the reality of it. There aren't many Stan Kroenkes who are willing to build billion-dollar stadiums on their own, which, of course, was the case in L.A. with SoFi. And, by the way, he got all the district development rights around it, too, so he's a smart businessman, right? So I just think that's the reality. I think you're quite right. And I think if the Chiefs stay at Arrowhead, there will definitely be a public input and likely some kind of vote.
I'll get you out of here with this, and we appreciate your time. How close do you think we are? Because I feel like every 30 days they'll tell us, oh, it's close. I mean, we had the mayor of Kansas City on 3 weeks ago, and he was talking about that he thought that we were going to see renderings soon. It doesn't feel like we're really anywhere closer. It doesn't feel like this is happening at any point this summer that we are going to have clarity on this topic.
I remember earlier this year when a state senator in Kansas in a committee hearing publicly said, we're very close to cutting deals with one or possibly both teams. And by the time Missouri comes up with a package, it may be too late. Well, it wasn't too late. Obviously, we know they went to a special session. How close are we? Good question. I think we're closer to the end than the beginning. I do think, for example, Ty Masterson says they'll probably give them maybe till the end of the year. But at some point you have to, you know, as a state, protect your own taxpayers, you have to say, okay, enough's enough. You've had time now for your due diligence. Let's make a decision. I think both teams realize if you're going to come up with plans, going to develop properties, you have to make a decision because the leases run out in 31. So the Royals say they're moving. The Chiefs could stay. Of course, you could always extend the leases, but I think we should know something hopefully by the end of the year. I'd love to say by the end of the month or next month, but we've been waiting. We've been hearing that for some time, like you said.
John, I appreciate your time. I'll get you out of here with this last question. I'm just wondering if you consider you and I to be coworkers because of the great work that I do on Red Friday on Fox 4.
Man, you're part of the family. You know, you're part of the family. And Red Friday, you're the man on Red Friday, let's face it. You know, you think those morning show knuckleheads know anything about what they're talking about? That's why you're there. So thank you for your support of that program.
You know what? I've asked to be a part of the commercial promo next year. Like, I just want to be in the promo. I'm on there every single week. You can put me on the TV commercial. That's all I want to do.
Yeah, and by the way, there's a little something extra in your paycheck for coming in every week, right?
100%. That is John Holt joining us on the show today. He does fantastic work with Fox 4. Thanks, John.
Let's get this guy a promo. Let's get him a promo.
Thank you. That's all I'm asking for. That is John Holt joining us on the show today. Rob, I don't plan on leaving you anytime soon, but I do have another job. Every Friday during the football season, you guys see me on Fox 4 giving expert analysis is what I do. I do a little bit of everything. I give expert analysis. I'll cook.
I see you on there eating more times than I see you giving expert analysis.
I mean, that's true. I mean, I do that sometimes,
you're
too.
You're good in the morning.
No, I am.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.